Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
And together we made progress. You know, from Turkey to air travel to a tank of gas, costs went down. They went down.
The economy was on a tailspin. That is the fact. Because of the last administration, because of the Trump administration.
You know, we're going to set up follow-up calls with every governor we met with to make sure we're available. As I think it was President Reagan said, we're from the government. We're here to help.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome. The revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. New Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Toll free, it's 800-941-Sean if you want to be a part of the program. All right, we are in Alpharetta, Georgia. Well, not strange territory to our next guest. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, is with us. Boy, I remember the Cobb Galleria. The night was election night, 1994. I was your MC. That night you brought Republicans out of the wilderness for the first time in 40 years. Republicans got a majority of the House of Representatives, and you became Speaker, and that became a part of my life's history, and I am forever grateful. And then you ended up balancing the budget 4 years in a row, and it's not been balanced since, and it wasn't balanced for a long time before, and I don't see any hope that it's going to be balanced anytime soon.
Well, I'm a little more optimistic. I think that we actually have a pretty good budget committee chairman, and I think that they are working very hard. They've actually produced a budget which would be in balance in 10 years. Now, they got to want carry the country and pick up a heck of a lot of seats next year, but if they did that, Jody Arrington, as chairman, has proven that you could balance the budget if you had the willpower. And the question will be whether we get a president and a House and a Senate that are willing to do it. And I think getting spending under control, balancing the budget, getting back to 3.5% or 4% economic growth, and dramatically overhauling the federal government, I think you just saw in Argentina, that's a pretty winning package when you're dealing with people who are very unhappy and who see that their money is being spent in crazy ways and that they're getting poorer while their government gets richer.
Let me ask you about the Republican majority. It's very slim. A lot of reports that Kevin McCarthy and one other congressman are thinking about resigning before the end of the year or maybe early into next year. Then the whole George Santos fiasco. to me, that is an unmitigated disaster on top of the fact that Republicans can't even unite on some of the most basic items, or as you call them, the 90-10, 80-20 issues, that the low-hanging fruit that everybody should agree on if they're a Republican.
Yeah, I think look, this is the new speaker, Mike Johnson, has an enormous challenge, and it's one that ultimately, as brilliant as he is and as much as I admire Kevin McCarthy, he couldn't find a way to both keep his entire conference. You know, he got 96% of the House Republican conference voted to keep him. But the 4% who sided with the Democrats were the margin of defeating him. And in that kind of environment, I think Mike Johnson's going to find pretty rapidly he's going to have similar problems because there's a block of Republicans who get up every morning knowing they're voting no. They just don't know what they're voting on. And they remind me of Kennedy, who used to wake up and Teddy's first comment was, we need more money. And then he'd say, now, what's the issue?
Well, I mean, you have a wealth of experience. That's pretty much how it works. All right. With that said, because, look, you have various factions within the Republican Party, but they are the majority. It's frustrating to me as a conservative that Republicans don't stand on principle. You know, I would think that demanding a border bill alone would not be that heavy a lift for them and just not be willing to go along with any other spending until they do that. Or, for example, Chuck Schumer gave, you know, a passionate speech about anti-Semitism yesterday, a little late for my liking. He could have done this when Congresswoman Tlaib was talking about wiping Israel off the map from the river to the sea, but she didn't get kicked out of Congress. And the reality is Schumer this week had an opportunity to have a standalone Israel funding bill, and he chose not to support it. And he got all the Democrats not to support it because he wants the big omnibus bills. He wants Ukraine tied to it. He wants Taiwan tied to it. Maybe some border security money just to get the House to go along. Why can't they just have every bill be a standalone bill and work that way?
Well, you could, but you probably couldn't get anything through at that point. What they're trying to do is figure out, you know, are there enough things that each one brings, let's say, 70 or 100 votes. So if I can get three or four things that each bring 70 or 100 votes, can I get to a majority? I think that the border ought to be a much bigger issue than it is. I just read a thing this morning about a 94-year-old World War II veteran being kicked out of his nursing home so they could turn it over to Biden's illegal immigrants. And I've decided every time I use the term illegal immigrant, I'm going to put Biden's name in front of it because none of this is an accident. This is a deliberate policy by Biden and the Democrats to drown the country in people who are here illegally. And they know it, and they're doing it willfully and deliberately. And I think that we need to make them accept the consequence of their behavior.
Well, I mean, I tend to agree with you on every front. How do you do it?
Well, I think, first of all, you've got to get agreement on what you're at least willing to talk about. Because if you get 200-plus Republicans in the House and 48 Republicans in the Senate, and they have the same language, they can drive things. I mean, Reagan managed, long before Rush Limbaugh became famous, long before there was a Fox News, Reagan understood that just sheer repetition you could get through despite all the efforts of the news media. And so I think that's a fascinating way to approach this. And I think that, that's why, for example, I've talked so much about big government socialism, because that's what they are, and it's very unpopular. And again, to cite, recently we've had elections in Argentina, in Holland, in Finland, in Hungary, in Italy, in Greece, in South Korea. And again, the people who are sick and tired of big government and sick and tired of left-wing values have been winning astonishing victories. And I think that Republicans should focus, first of all, on what do we have to do next year to make sure we win the biggest possible victory at every level, House, Senate, President, governors, what have you, and how do we draw the issues so clearly and focus on them. I think the Congress ought to go to New York and hold some field hearings with the senior citizens who are being kicked out of their homes in order to take care of illegal immigrants, just to give you an example. Second, I think, and if you want any single argument for why it's good to have a Republican House, look at the work they're doing to bring to the surface just how corrupt and how sick the Biden family is. And I think that none of that would be happening if the Democrats were in charge. So, these are serious things. When somebody who's as serious and careful as Andy McCarthy, who used to be a prosecuting federal attorney and prosecuted the terrorists who had the first World Trade Center bombing in 1993, when McCarthy writes a piece that starts with, "It's now clear that we have the equivalent of a Chinese communist agent sitting in the Oval Office," that's pretty devastating, because it there's a whole zone here, not just of corruption, but of basically selling out America and doing things for foreign dictatorships and foreign oligarchs that clearly violate any commitment to improving America. And I think that's going to be part of it. But Biden also faces just reality. I mean, when you have 800 cars carjacked in Washington, D.C. by Thanksgiving, there's something profoundly wrong. When you learn that the estimate is that there have been $4.2 billion stolen from stores in New York City, and you just go case by case and realize the Biden policies don't work, the left doesn't work, and you feel it in your pocketbook, you feel it in the quality of life in your neighborhood. And you're going to have this great debate tonight, which Chris and I are both really looking forward to, and I think it's a very, very innovative idea. And it's really a choice of two profoundly different governing philosophies. And I was fascinated that Governor Newsom, in order to welcome the Chinese dictator Xi Jinping to San Francisco, created a totally phony Potemkin village, cleaned up the city just long enough for Xi Jinping to visit, and then promptly let it collapse again. And I just thought, I mean, what does it tell you when the policies are so bad that they have to go about creating a phony appearance in order to have a Chinese dictator show up?
Yeah. All right, quick break. Right back. More with Speaker Newt Gingrich on the other side. Then we'll get to your calls. We continue from Alpharetta, Georgia. Tonight's big debate on Hannity, 9 Eastern, set your DVR, 9-11 tonight. Is Gavin Newsom versus Ron DeSantis. Should be fun. You don't want to miss it. All right, we continue now. We're in Alpharetta, Georgia for tonight's big debate with Governor Ron DeSantis versus Governor Gavin Newsom. That's 9 Eastern tonight on Fox, but we continue with Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, former Speaker. By the way, I have an old friend of yours in studio here with us. You might remember when I was here from 92 to 96 doing my show, my radio show on the News Monster, a guy by the name of Eric Sluggo Saddell. You remember Sluggo?
Of course. That's good.
Newt, how are you?
Must be like old home week.
Well, he didn't pay me very much when I was here, just for the record.
I go back to when you were still a college professor, Newt, when I first met you.
Wow. at Kennesaw State College?
No. He was at West Georgia.
You were at West Georgia. That's right. Okay, sorry.
And you may remember I came in one time to substitute for Neil Borden, and I learned the hard way that doing 3 hours of talk radio is real work.
Don't give away the secret that you actually have to work at this job. I love people that said, well, you only work 3 hours a day on the radio. I'm like, okay, for every hour you're on, there's like 3 hours of preparation.
It's amazing to me. I thought I could just do it, and I went in there, and by about the second hour, I was dying.
Well, you were not. Come on. You have filled in for me before.
Look, the things that interested me had no interest in anybody else. And I didn't prepare correctly. I didn't understand the nature of a Neil Bortz audience. And, you know, I've had enormous respect for people like you and Rush. Both of you understand you have to entertain in order to educate. And so you've got to have a show that's lively and informative and that people want to listen to because they have many things they can do with their lives. And I think Eric would agree totally that there are a handful of people who get it so well, they become sort of artists of what they're doing. Now, I have to also confess, back when they weren't paying you very much, you weren't quite up to the artist level yet. But
But the first time I interviewed Newt was in a Holiday Inn in Decatur, Alabama, when I was doing radio in Huntsville from 90 to 92.
Right.
Funny story about Neil Bortz. Neil Bortz made me a much better host. I'm driving in one morning, and I tune in to our competitor station. And it was 6:15 in the morning. I'm driving to work. And then on comes Neil Bortz at 6:15. Every morning he would be there at 6:15.
He told his audience every topic that he would be discussing that day, meaning he had read every newspaper already. That means he had been there for a couple of hours. And I'm like, I'm still driving to work. And from that day forward, I got my ass to work very early. And I would listen to him at 6:15 every morning. And then he would give away his whole show. And if he was going to be talking, and he didn't have many guests. So if he had a really good topic and there was a great guest I could get and book, I'd rather have the guest and let the, rather than him just going off on stuff. The other thing is, so one day he announces he has Robert Shapiro. This is right after the O.J. Simpson trial. That's going to be on his show at 10 p.m. Our shows start at 9.
Probably 10 a.m.
I'm sorry, at 10 a.m. And so anyway, I called my producer, Eric Stengel. How come we didn't get Rob Shapiro? What's going on? He goes, no, I think he's going to be on an FM station that we had a relationship with. We actually did an April Fool's switch joke one year, which turned out to be
this
pretty...
This is 99X.
Yeah, 99X. Yeah. He calls over there and says, is there any chance that Mr. Shapiro would like to do an interview with Sean Hannity at 9 a.m.? She goes, sure. And we're free, right? Okay, they come over. I get him first. And then at the end of the hour, I say, Mr. Shapiro, this is going so well. Would you mind staying a little bit longer, maybe into the next hour? He stays till about 10:45, then heads over to Neil's show. Neil meets him in the parking lot. Neil has a fist fight with the guy. I mean, those are the old school radio wars that used to take place. But he made me a better host because I knew how good he was. I knew how smart he was. And then we feed him stories on the topics that we knew that his audience was bored stiff with. And every day we try to, like, feed him stories that would send him off on the typical tangent, which worked often.
That's hysterical. Well, I have to tell you, Neil, who, as you know...
He's a friend. By the way, we're best friends. I love him.
Well, he now has me coming to do some breakfast group an early in four. And the only reason I'm doing it is Neil. I mean, he is such a great friend. We've known each other so long. But, you know, he and Rush were very similar in that neither of them actually wanted to have guests. Now, I think in Neil's case, because he really liked listening to himself, and in Rush, he knew that his audience didn't want to listen to anybody else. They wanted to listen to Rush. And I remember one time I asked you a question, because you'd begun opening the evening TV with a monologue, and you said, well, the challenge is that's actually the highest rated part of the show, because people are curious about what you think. And then you let us lesser mortals come on and for a while.
But, oh, okay. Former Speaker of the House, lesser mortals. Sluggo, you get the last word.
Hi, look, Newt, it's good to talk to you. I haven't seen you for a while, but I remember when during a Braves World Series game, and I had known you for many years, and my brother was in town, who was a D.C. lawyer. And he wanted to meet you, although he came from an opposite end of the political spectrum. But he was very nice. I was really terrified about introducing you, but he was very, very courteous.
Anyway, Mr. Speaker, we love having you. Thank you so much. We'll talk a little bit more with Sluggo as the program goes on. He's going to tell you lies about me and my past, but I'm just giving you a preview of coming attractions. 800-941-SHAWN. We're in Alpharetta, Georgia. Tonight's big debate, Governor Ron DeSantis versus Governor Gavin Newsom.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, no tooth fairy or piggy banks, no more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Get your dose of independence and liberty every weekday right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. We are in Alpharetta, Georgia today. Tonight's big debate.
state versus state, red versus blue, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida versus Governor Gavin Newsom. Man, I will tell you, the amount of interest in this. Did you see the Drudge Report today? I mean, the real debate. Hannity's show on, what does it say? Hannity's show something. I got to pull it up here. It was pretty funny. Here it is. Hannity's show in the spotlight. I don't know if that's good or bad. It says, tonight, the real debate, left and right coast square off. I'm glad there's a lot of interest in it. And as I've been telling many of you, even some of you that are critical, why are you giving Gavin Newsom any airtime? I'm like, you better pay attention to this guy. And, you know, he acts like, what are the odds that Joe Biden might not be on the ticket a year from now? Is that a real possibility? Because I think the answer is yes. If I am right, and that's a real possibility, you better know who's behind him. Now, we know about Kamala Harris. She's more of a known entity nationwide. People know about Gavin Newsom, but they don't really know his record. The people of California do. And I think to just highlight these diametrically opposed political views and philosophies and look at the results and or failures of them or the justification for why things are the way they are is going to be very interesting. And anyway, so that's happening 9 Eastern. It goes till 10:30. Then we'll do a half hour analysis of the debate. We'll put up on Hannity.com if you want to vote who won the debate. We'll put that up there. Or if you want to grade the moderator and give me an A+, I'd take that too. But that's not part of the equation. Anyway, first, I want to remind you, Mike Lindell, he's always looking for new ways to solve everyday problems. For example, you go into a store, you need new towels. You feel them. They feel soft. You think they're going to be absorbent. You take them home. And by the way, that first shower, that first bath, if you like to take baths, I'm not a bath person. Guess what? It's absorbent and it's soft. Anyway, then you do it the third or fourth time and that softness kind of disappears. The absorbency, not quite what it used to be. Well, MyPillows, they have now announced two brand new lines of My Towels for you to try. And what makes these towels great is they're now made with what's called 100% long staple, sharper cotton. Now, it's comb, ring-spun cotton. That's what makes the towels absorbent and softer than ever. Right now, you can get a six-piece set, 50% off at $29.98. Go to MyPillow.com, the Sean Hannity Square. If you'd like their designer premium line, well, that's $20 more, but it's also 50% off. Just go to MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. They have other deep discounts on other great MyPillow products. Or you can call 800-919-6090 and just mention my name, Hannity. Anyway, it's great to be back. I'm now started my 28th year at the Fox News Channel. And I promise you, if you would have looked at any of the early shows of then Hannity and Combs and think that I'd still be there, I promise you, you'd be like wondering, how did they put this guy on TV? And they were right in what they said. The first review of Hannity and Combs said, Alan Combs looks funereal and Sean Hannity has a bad haircut and has no business being on television. And I have a face for radio. He didn't say that part, though. I have since done many interviews. Vern Gay of Newsday wrote it. And I've done many interviews. And every time we do an interview, I'm like, we bring it up and we kind of laugh about it. Now I've become the longest running primetime cable host in the history of cable news. I never thought that would ever happen. All I knew in my life and in my career is I grew up listening to radio. I was fascinated with radio. My parents were furious at my radio listening because I would listen to talk shows, you know, late into the night in New York. And guys like Barry Farber, who became a dear friend of mine, and Barry Gray, and, you know, all these late night hosts. And then it evolved. Then, you know, the acerbic Bob Grant. Hey, get off my phone, you scumbag, stuff like that. He'd say, and I had a little of that style in me, I guess, when I started.
Did you ever?
All right, we'll get to that in a sec. Calm down. I'm about to introduce you. But all I knew, that light went on, and that's what I wanted to do. And rightly, I was fired at a university station. But frankly, everyone on that station should have been fired because they were all left-wing nuts. But once they took the mic away from me, that's all I wanted to do. My life changed. I have no idea why. Then you called me from Atlanta and offered me an opportunity to audition for 2 days there.
Right. An on-air audition.
Right. Okay. So I did 2 days audition. What happened behind the scenes after that audition?
Well, let me, you know, we go back. I was telling Linda, Blair, and James, we go back 31 years now.
Right.
So you were in a talk radio bassinet at the time.
Thanks a lot. Looks like you just slipped out of your own bassinet there. Sluggo's chair nearly went right to the ground.
So we really had to work with you, and you were. You came on very strong. You had the edge of a New Yorker.
Well, I had a much thicker New York accent at the time.
Yeah.
I sounded like Linda.
See, I don't remember that so much as how abrupt you could be with callers and even with guests. And I think, and Nancy Zintac, our executive producer, right, and I used to tell you, you're in the Deep South, mellow out a little.
You didn't really tell me until. There was an until moment. I don't remember if you gave me how many year contract it was originally.
I would think it was a for life, wasn't it?
No, it was not for life, not even close to for life. And you didn't pay me very much, just for the record.
Well, we paid you based on the cost of living here, which is far less than New York.
It's not that less. No, but actually, in retrospect, I would never have had the opportunities I had not being in Atlanta. Because then I started doing TV at Fake News CNN, and they were calling me like every other day.
Well, you also did a couple of talk shows. And you
Sally,
did
Jesse.
Yep, and you did Donahue once.
We did
Donahue. You?
Neil Bortz was on that.
Yeah, and you also went up on weekends and did CNBC. That's where Roger Ailes learned about you.
That's correct. Okay. So all that happened. So anyway, long story short, and he's going to distort the story, but I'll let you give your version of it. One day you call me in your office, and you confronted me over my confrontational style on the air. And I will tell you, if you've ever watched Howard Stern's movie Private Parts, you know, it's like when you start on radio, you sound like an idiot. You know, and now a check of today's weather, hazy, hot, humid, cancel late afternoon thunderstorms. Right now it's 78 degrees, slight drizzle on WWWW, WNBC. You know, that's all real. That's how you start out.
Yeah.
I think you become your best host, or the way to become the best host you can be, is when you are truly yourself. There is no doubt that New York, rough and tumble, get off my phone, you creep, got into my bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was how to do a talk show. It's not my natural style. It definitely is Levin's natural style,
yeah,
for example. Get off my phone, you big dope, right? But it's not mine. And so you bring me into your office, and I remember this well, and Nancy was in the meeting, and I remember you're kind of, in a very nice way, you didn't yell, you didn't scream, you just said, you gotta calm down. Callers are, I'm telling you, we're getting complaints about how, not what you say, they agree with you, but how you're saying it.
Well, that's exactly right. I knew from the time I heard your tapes, before we ever brought you into Atlanta for the on-air audition, so this is the guy. Yeah, he's young, he's inexperienced, but he's where we need him to be politically. Okay, so I played Nancy, you know, is sort of to the left of the left, but I have to give her credit. She was a terrific producer. She understood the talk talent, and she helped produce to your strengths. Did it with Neil, too, when he was there. But all we need to know, you had to just grow. And you were young. I thought you'd bring a younger audience. You know, you were young at one time, Sean. And
by the way, we did.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember books, Men 25-54 with 12 and a half shares.
Yeah. But don't forget, we had the Braves, too.
Yeah. When you lost the Braves, I said goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, you did stay for the Olympics. That was very kind of you.
You do know what the AJC said in their year-end edition in 1996, right?
I remember. You remember these things better than I do. Go ahead.
Well, I actually have the article saved. It said 1996 was a great year. The Olympics came and Sean Hannity left.
Yeah.
Which was funny. But that meeting, I remember what I said to you. I said, "You've lost confidence in me." That's what I said to you.
And what did I say?
You were very nice. Honestly, you were a great mentor. You were. What you didn't want to do, and then I figured out what had happened, that a big research project had been conducted on the station, on me, and you would not share the information with me, but you wanted to filter the information to me. It's all correct, right? Critical mass media did it.
Yeah, we did.
Joel.
Yeah, it would, you know, we really needed to proctor that to you and other talent. Yes.
Okay, and there are a lot of talent that really can't handle research.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
So one night I was there late, just happened to see an open office door.
That was locked.
Not necessarily.
Oh, yes,
I don't.
It was.
I don't recall that part.
That was Arnie's door. I know it was locked.
And I found that perceptual.
Yeah, it just jumped into your hand.
It did. And I read the Sluggo. I read the whole thing.
I know you did. I know, and the verbatims are what got to you.
The verbatims were unsolicited comments about varying hosts, and the audience was shouting at me to calm the hell down. They liked my opinions. Yeah. They did not like my style.
This is everything we were telling you to, but yeah.
But when I had to read it myself to get it.
Yeah, I never lost confidence in you. I knew what you could do. And again, for our audience, the target we were hitting, you were perfect for that. And it was just a matter to grow into that role in a more, be yourself, as you said. How long can you not be yourself? How long can you be that dishonest?
Eventually, the real person has to come out if it's radio. Radio's a warmth medium.
Yeah, can't live a lie like that, especially when, and this is a very intimate medium, too.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
So, I took it seriously. And by the way, there were probably about 20 years of my career, and I never really got into great detail. I paid for research on myself.
I know.
And I would read it just the way I read the research, because that helped me improve more than anything. Because what I realized is the audience is never wrong.
One thing I want to go back. At the time, you had the nervous system of Jell-O. you were so insecure. And you've told me every day you thought I'd fire you.
Every day after the show, I would go into the control room, steal the tapes, and make it that you could not listen to the show from that day because you were in meetings the whole show. I would have Stanger walk the building and find out where you were, and do topics you didn't want me to do.
I hope you've gained some confidence in me.
Well, you know, I thank you. I thank Bill Donovan. I thank Roger. I thank everybody that's had an impact on my career. And it's been an amazing journey.
Well, nobody works harder than you. Your work ethic was one of the things we saw right away. And that was such a strength. And it's been such a strength for you all along. Your success, to a great extent, is due to you.
All right, quick break. More with my former boss and friend, Eric Sluggo Seidel, is with us. We'll get to your calls later on in the program. At the top of the hour, Christy Noem will join us. And don't forget our debate tonight, Blue State, Red State, Red State, Blue State, the Great State Debate. It's happening in Alpharetta, Georgia, 9 Eastern, Governor Ron DeSantis versus Governor Gavin Newsom. I, your host, will be your moderator. Alpharetta, Georgia, for the big blue state, red state debate happening tonight. And Eric Sluggo Seidel is with us. He is my former boss when I was here locally in Atlanta. You know, that story I told about Neil Bortz is true. And you know, I've told you that story before. And I was shocked that he was at work and I was still driving to work. And I wasn't on for another 2.5 hours. And that he had already read everything. And I'm like, I'll never survive. Then I'm taking my first vacation like a year later. I'm in my car. Now, Neil switched stations. The reason I got hired by you is because he went to a competing station. The one I'm on now, the good station, WSB.
The one we had doesn't exist here anymore.
Yeah, that's true. So Neil's on the air. I'm listening to him as I'm going on vacation. And he's like, Sean Hannity, I know you're listening. How the hell do you know I'm listening?
Yes.
He goes, Sean, your phone's about to ring. It's going to be Sluggo. Sluggo's going to say, come on back because of what I'm about to announce. Starting Monday morning, I'm going back to my old time slot. He was supposed to compete against Rush. Didn't work out well.
No, he thought he could beat Rush, and he couldn't.
Okay, so he's going back, and then he's going to start a show 15 minutes before me. I get to the airport, I'm like, I'm coming back. You would not let me come back.
That's right.
And I had no power to fight you on that. And it was the worst vacation I've ever had in my life.
I'm sorry about that. I thought you needed the break. But, you know.
And I think you filled in for me in the meantime.
And the ratings were incredible.
They went higher?
A lot of blank space.
Oh, man.
Newt said something. I could never do this full time.
You could, so.
It is so, the amount of work that goes into this.
You did ask the program director all the time.
Yeah, I was ask the manager. Yeah,
ask the manager. Yeah. Sorry.
And there were times when I filled in when I would do topics too.
Right.
But for the this is why I went into management.
Why?
I couldn't do I did news. I came up through news, not through talk. So you know that.
But you know what's odd for me is I can't even believe that. I don't know what my life would be like if I didn't have this 3-hour outlet every day. You guys talk about how hard it is. I can't think about life without it. Isn't that weird?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's what hits you. It's in your heart.
Sluggo, I'm grateful for you. And you've been friends ever since. Bill Dunneman, grateful for him. Everybody that's helped me in TV and radio. My current partners, I mean, they're amazing. You know, everyone from Julie to Bob Pittman. I have the best radio team. They're half here. Sweet Baby James is here. Linda Blair are here. And the same with my TV staff. Great people.
You're an easy guy to like, by the way. The people don't
They like me because I give them bonuses and I pay for lunch and I pay for dinner.
You're an easy guy to like, and people should get to know. I hope can get to know you on a different level because you are a terrific human being.
You're a great man, Sluggo. Thank you for helping me. You definitely helped me.
I take a lot of pride.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.